Hi, this is Dr. Homer Lim, and you're listening to your Holistic Health Podcast. So today, we'll be talking about IV therapies. So, especially now during times of, this pandemic, this COVID thing, no? So, a lot of people, no, medyo natatakot because of what is happening. Actually, especially in, NCR region, no, talagang there will be more and more people who will be developing COVID because of the sobrang dami na talaga who have COVID infections. Hindi natin talaga ma-avoid na. So, really, this is going to be a big issue. Actually, I'm sure you would know already some of your family or friends who have already been diagnosed with COVID positive. No? So, one of the things we do offer here sa Akesis would be to do IV therapies, no? Specifically, we do vitamin C, B complex. We have, we also give amino acids. We also give glutathione, no? So one of the things that we do notice, especially in yung patients here at our center, no, those who are doing regular IV vitamin C have never been infected with COVID, no? Even though they are exposed with the virus, no. So I'm not saying that it prevents, but apparently what happens talaga is it boosts their immune system. So of course, if your immune system is boosted, then your chance of getting infected would be less likely, di ba? So hindi yan pinag-uusapan, in the government never talks about how do we boost our immune system. So I think we have to educate, no? I mean, in our medical profession should be also hindi lang puro vaccines and whatever. So we have to make sure that we boost our immune system, no? And how do we boost our immune system? Lagi lang sinasabi, eat properly, exercise, sleep 8 hours. Hindi naman yun specific, right? So when you say you exercise, pwede naman na sabihin I walk 1 kilometer. Like 1 meter every 2 minutes, diba? So we have to be specific. How do we boost our immune system? So one of the ways we boost our immune system is to, take your supplements, take your vitamins. Again, for those who are very sick or talagang very weak, their immune system is really bad, if you're doing, especially those who are doing chemotherapy, radiotherapy, they're more exposed to these viruses because lagi sila nagpupunta ng hospitals to do all these things, no? So one of the ways we boost their immune system is to do what we call the intravenous vitamins, no? Specifically vitamin C. So it's pretty safe, but lagi nila sabihin high dose vitamin C can cause kidney stones, kidney failure, whatever, and that is not true, simply not true. So if any doctor can show me that consistently those on oral or on IV vitamin C can consistently cause kidney stones, then I will say I'm wrong. But there has been no study showing that high dose vitamin C, whether IV or oral, can induce or create kidney stones. So we have to be balanced, no? It cannot be based on their opinion. So it should be based on facts and on studies. So if you would go online, they would say can cause kidney stones, but when you really go into it, hal wala. Only one report of having a kidney stones or kidney failure. That person who did develop kidney failure from high dose vitamin C had already dysfunctional kidney function already, no? So hindi lang na obserbahan in the beginning prior to doing vitamin C. So we have to make sure that you are well protected and well informed how to boost your immune system. Okay. Now I will read some questions from our listeners and answer them in this segment. So, Ms. Monica is asking, Can flu vaccine prevent COVID? Definitely not. Okay? Flu vaccine is influenza virus. COVID is a coronavirus. So it does not prevent a COVID infections, no? So ang dami nagpapabakuna, no? So we have to know what we are being injected with, no? So influenza vaccine, that's for the influenza virus, not the coronavirus. So we have to be clear on that, okay? So going back to IV vitamin C, no? We've been giving, vitamin C to a lot of these patients of ours who are in fact even going to the hospital on a regular, some of them on a daily basis, because they had to do their chemotherapy or radiotherapy, no? So I would really, if you cannot do your IV, then at least you can do your oral vitamin C. Make sure you take at least 3 grams of vitamin C every day. So that's about a gram of vitamin C before meals, no? That's the best time to take vitamin C before meals. And then you take your vitamin D around 2 to 5,000, 5,000 better, no? On a daily basis to boost your immune system and protect you from getting the virus. So aside from that, we also give IV glutathione. A lot of people think that glutathione is just for beauty, no? Wrong, no? Actually, side effect talaga ang glutathione for the skin. Actually, the main effect of glutathione is to make your body able to detoxify yung mga poison in the body, no? So the main function of glutathione is to detoxify. So of course, where do you find the highest amount of glutathione? It's your liver, no? Your liver has glutathione, produces glutathione, your lungs, your kidneys, no? So if you're taking a lot of medicine, you're taking or you're drinking lots of alcohol, then or you have fatty liver, then your ability to produce more glutathione in the body becomes less, no? So one of the treatment options in patients with fatty liver or those who have beginning cirrhosis, no? So one of the treatment is actually giving high doses of glutathione to prevent further degradation of the liver, no? But of course, as I said, hindi lang function is for the liver, it's also for actually your immune system. It helps your white blood cells to fight off, no, the viruses, the bacteria, the fungus, no? So one way of also boosting the immune system is to take glutathione, no? So other supplements or minerals, I think zinc, you already know that, but what is not being told is selenium, no? A lot of people are selenium deficient, especially yung mga living here in the city, no? Wherein we are not taking enough vegetables, no? So you vegetables as well as mga nuts tsaka beans with high levels of selenium. So we do have to take selenium, no? So we also add that in our cocktails, no? In our IV dip, we add a bit of selenium to boost your immune system. So Edward is asking, gallstone flush, is it real? Yes, gallstone flush is real. I mean, if you have history of gallstone pain, no? Gallstone pain. Let's say you have gallstone pain, you've been diagnosed with gallstones. Gallstone flush will only work if those stones are less than 2 centimeters. Okay, if they're more than 2 centimeters, baka hindi na siya lumabas. Okay, so but gallstone flush do works actually very good. Okay, Miss Elaine Serrano is asking, is ascorbic acid or sodium ascorbate better? Which is better? Actually, for those who are sensitive sa stomach, then sodium ascorbate would be better. But of course, you want ascorbic acid, is actually cheaper. If you can tolerate ascorbic acid, then fine, take ascorbic acid. If you develop parang nag-aasim gastritis, then you can switch to sodium ascorbate. So ascorbic acid, sodium ascorbate, they're almost similar. It's only a matter of absorption, no? So medyo different sila, but they're both okay. They're both good, no? Whether it's sodium ascorbate, potassium ascorbate, calcium ascorbate, or ascorbic acid, they're all similar, no? Thank you for listening to your Holistic Health Podcast. This is Dr. Homer Lim. Now, if you do have questions about your health or you would like to request topics for our next podcast, please do message us at our FB page or Instagram.
at Akesis Holistic Health, or you may visit our website at www.akesisholistic.com. Thank you again, and please do come back for our next episodes.